Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. My, oh my. A little bit of a warming trend here in January, and we're enjoying it, helping us hopefully to get over this respiratory issues that many, many have been having, and we certainly are battling it, and I hope you're doing well today and enjoying a little bit of the warmer weather. I know it won't stay for a long time, but that's okay. We're heading towards spring, and it'll come sometime in March as usual. But listen, hope you're having a good Friday. We're looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us on the Lord's Day, coming up on Sunday, the last Sunday of January. And we look forward to our service times here, 9:30 for Sunday school classes and Bible classes. 10:30 is our morning service and 5:30 for the evening service on Sunday. Our Spanish church meets at the same times as well. We invite you out for those services also on the Lord's Day. All right. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to go to Psalm 19. Psalm 19. It's a great psalm, and I'm going to read it for you here. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer." When written by David, he was anointed, of course, as just a boy by Samuel to be the next king. And he probably penned these words as he was out with the sheep and would contemplate the heavens. And the Jews would use this psalm at nighttime or whenever they felt pride coming. In the psalm, this psalm helped them to remain humble. In fact, it tells them where to look. In verses 1 through 6, he reminds them to look up at creation. Look up at the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, and realize these things cannot be without a creator. The brightness, how immense. What influence they have upon the earth. You'll see the power of God, that man is unlike any other creature. The structure of our body. We're made to be erect. Man is made to look up. No other creature was made that way. Upward is where our spirit is to go. And that's where our thoughts turn. That's why the Bible says, if you just be still, you'll know that I'm God. Because man's thoughts will go upward. Day unto day. Night unto night. In other words, each day teaches this. Each day preaches this. Daylight prepares us for the business of the day. Nighttime prepares us for the rest of our bodies. Oh, my friend, you go over to Romans 1, and it talks about how you can see the things of God in the creation. If you want to, you just don't be willingly ignorant of that. So look up at creation. You cannot see this world. You cannot see the creation without knowing there's a creator, unless you don't want to know there's one. Look up at creation. Then, in verses 7 through 11, he says, look at the Word of God. Look at the Word of God. What it is. He says the law of the Lord is perfect. It's perfect. It's without error. It's accurate. It's perfectly fitted for the job. What does it do? It converts the soul. It converts us into someone God can use. It's not just salvation, it's conversion. It's changing us for another purpose. It's, you know, used to have conversion vans, or I've seen some who've taken old buses and converted them into motorhomes or mobile homes where people live. Why? That's a conversion. And God takes us and converts us into something he can use. It makes wise the simple. The testimony of the Lord is sure. The testimony of the Lord is sure. That means it's reliable. It's trustworthy. This Bible is absolutely, you can be confident with it. The testimonies are sure. And what do? They make wise to simple. They make you wise to salvation, wise to the will of God, wise to proper living, wise to what life is all about. Oh, God gives wisdom to the simple. That's you and me. The law of the Lord is perfect. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Notice the statutes of the Lord are right. And they rejoice the heart. And not only are right, you know what they do? They set us right. And our heart rejoices when we're right. You know, when they went out to see that maniac in Mark 5 who'd been crazy and running around and cutting himself and screaming, they saw him sitting and clothed and in his right mind with Jesus. He was rejoicing. He was in his right mind. And they rejoice our heart. Oh, when you read the Bible and you see the words of God and the statutes of the Lord, they are right. And they rejoice your heart because you know that it's what God says. In Psalm 119, that great psalm, the longest chapter in the Bible that is all about the Word of God. In Psalm 119 and verse number 128, David writes, "Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way." That's what God's talking about. The law of the Lord is perfect. The testimony of the Lord is sure. The statutes of the Lord are right. They rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure. That means it's clear. There's no darkness in it. There's no spots. There's no defilement. The word of God is pure. And what does that do? Enlightens our eyes. It purifies us. It gives us a discerning eye. It opens our eyes to the ways of God and to the work of God and to the will of God. The fear of the Lord is clean. Godliness in your heart will bring about proper conduct in your life. It'll clean your life up. The Bible will clean your life up. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Psalm 119 verse 9. And it endures forever. You see, the ceremonial laws would expire, but the word of God abides forever. It endures forever. Oh, I tell you, look at the word of God, my friend. It'll transform your life. He says the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Desire the word. Be warned by the word. Obey the word. Notice, desire the word of God. More to be desired are they than gold. How highly David valued the word of God. Valued it more than the wealth of the world. More to be desired than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Gold may be sweet to the body, but the word of God is sweet to the soul. Gold may soothe, but gold never satisfies. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'll testify to you, that this book, the Word of God, is a substance that satisfies. It's sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. The sweetest hours of your life will be hours spent with God's Word and in communion with God. Desire the Word. Be warned by the Word. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. He warns us. The Bible warns us about our duty to God. It warns us about the dangers of sin. It warns the righteous to stay in the right way and the wicked to forsake his evil way. It's wise to let the Word of God be a warning to you. The Word of God was written for us. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for us. Be warned by the Word and then obey the Word. When I obey the Lord, I'm rewarded. And in keeping of them, there's great reward. Not only, I'm not just doing it so I'll miss punishment, so I'll miss danger. No, God says, I'll reward you for your obedience. There's a reward in obedience. There's delight, there's peace, there's joy, there's satisfaction, there's fulfillment when I obey God's word. Keeping them, in keeping them, not just for keeping them, in keeping them, there's great reward. Look up at creation. Look at the word of God. And then in the last three verses, look in your own heart. Look in your own heart. He tells him, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep me back from presumptuous sins. Don't let them have dominion over me. And then let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He's saying, I don't understand all my sins. I don't even understand the enormity of my sins. I don't even understand the number of my sins. So he says, cleanse me from secret faults. In other words, sins I'm not aware of. Sins that I don't even know I committed. God's aware. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Others may not know, but God knows. And so we confess any particular sin. We do well to put an et cetera on it. It's wonderful that we're under grace, but we're not under law, or we'd be done. Oh, thank God. And so let's ask him to keep me back from sins, secret sins, sins that I'm not even aware of, and then presumptuous sins. And that could be a whole study in itself, but the Bible talks about, back in the book of Numbers, presumptuous sin. There's no sacrifice for the presumptuous sin. We continue to sin against the conviction from the Word of God, habitual warnings of our conscience and of the Spirit of God, and in defiance of God's law. That will make us guilty of what's here called the great transgression. So he says, keep me from those presumptuous sins. I want to be cleansed. Cleanse me. Keep me from those presumptuous sins. And then he says two things, I pray, Lord. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. See, because the meditations of your heart are uttered in the words of your mouth. And I want them to be, what, Lord? I want to be acceptable in my sight? No, I want to be acceptable in thy sight. Why thy sight? Because, Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. I cannot help but sin if you are not my strength. But if you are my strength, then you're greater than my sin. And you're greater than any temptation. And you're greater than any power of sin. Because you've already paid the penalty of sin, and you have given me the victory over the power of sin in my life. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, I see how they love this psalm, don't you? They looked up at creation and saw how powerful God is and how big God is. They looked at his word and saw how trustworthy it was and how desire it was and how they would be blessed if they obeyed. Then they looked in their own heart and saw they were sinners. And the only way to have victory is through Jesus Christ, who would be their strength and their redeemer. Oh, that's our psalm, isn't it? What a great psalm. What a great way to meditate on a Friday as we head into the last weekend of January. And Lord willing, next week we'll turn the calendar right into February. And that's going to be I Love My Church Month, by the way. And I'll say more about that in future broadcasts and tell you what that's all about. But we always look forward to February here at Bible Baptist Church. Well, I hope that psalm's been an encouragement to you today. It has encouraged my heart, and get me ready for the Lord's Day coming up here on Sunday. All right? If we can be a blessing to you at all, please let us know. Drop us an email. Give us a phone call. We always are encouraged when we hear from our listeners, and we appreciate you so much listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I want you to have a great Friday, everybody. And Lord willing, we'll be back for our broadcast on Monday, and we'll look forward to that. And until Monday, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.